Well, hello everyone, and welcome to today's call, which is entitled Quantum Emergency First Aid Meditation. So let's just do a brief overview on who can use this call today and or replay. So I got the download that there are people that are all of a sudden in some kind of crisis mode. Something unexpected happened in their life and they have to deal with it. And I thought, well, we really haven't done an emergency call like this, so maybe we'll call it first aid. I thought about calling it crisis intervention, but that's sort of implied in a way. But it is going to be some kind of application of some intervention here on your behalf. So it doesn't matter if you experienced it way in the past or very recently or are in the midst of one, or that you might be going through such an experience in the near future. This activation will cover all of that. And I know some of you are going for some major surgery. So that was actually the main reason for doing this call, to help those that are going for major surgery of some kind or another. Loss, unexpected loss of a loved one or a pet. Unexpected loss of your home due to fire or flooding. Any level of unexpected crisis or trauma, or what we consider tragedy. That will include like loss of your business or unexpected incurred debt, diagnosis of a medical condition, which also can be a mystery medical condition. They usually call that fibromyalgia because they don't know what else to call it. Divorce or separation. Lawsuits of any kind, loss of money of any kind, bankruptcy, loss of your car. So any of those and or other categories that I haven't mentioned, this will apply. And we suggest that you listen to this on a regular basis to help you through your process. We are going to bring in grace. We're going to bring in ease and comfort, definitely lots of loving support from the other side and from the beings within the earth. So if you are experiencing a crisis of some kind, it's also mirroring what humanity is going through on a more collective, global crisis kind of level. All you have to do is watch the news. You can see the crisis there, many levels. So as always, this is going to be a spontaneous transmission activation. And we are definitely going to call in the global healing team. Some of you have names for that. These are planetary beings that help assist globally with the global crisis and the ascension process. And of course, we're calling in the global comedy team to help lighten everything up so it doesn't feel and seem so intense. Tense is probably a good word, huh? All right, so let's sit back and get into a comfortable position. Now, if your pets are going through any kind of trauma as well, we're going to invite you to come and join in with us, please. Because some pets are going to have surgery, just like people. And sometimes they get into accidents and have to go to the vet, emergency room. So this will help them. You can play this for them as well. If you have older pets that are probably on the verge of a making transition, this is good for them as well. Now, let's also include pregnant mothers that are going to have a baby or two in the very near future, because in some ways, if you end up choosing to have a C-section, that is major trauma to your body. And of course, many people believe that making transition can be traumatic. It's actually more traumatic for the people here than for the person making transition. But we can include you two as well. And if you know of anyone that had that have died suddenly, unexpectedly, you can call in their spirit. It would be beneficial for them to hear this as well. So we may have a very big group for this. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and move into a place of deep relaxation. Taking the light and the energy on the in-breath and moving it through your spine as if to begin to relax the organs and the nervous system. Mainly regarding organs, kidneys and adrenal glands, and your nervous system. So we're going to relax the limbic center in the brain. You can feel it as basically in the center of your brain, and you're breathing in this very calming blue light into the limbic to help calm everything down. And remembering, as you relax and calm yourself, you become more awake and alert. So imagine energetically that your energy is like a pendulum, and you're going to envision with feeling your consciousness as a pendulum, and where it's moving to dead center. In other words, no movement whatsoever to the right, to the left, no arcing swings or anything like that. So as you move yourself, your awareness, and your body to center, the pendulum's going to be very still, no movement. So you'll find movement right now until you relax yourself. So you can use that as a guideline. You can use it as a relaxation metaphor and tool. Your consciousness as a pendulum. And God, your higher self, is holding the pendulum. That's reflected into your awareness. You can make the pendulum any color you want. And the pendulum can be on a string, on a chain, on an energy cord, however you want to visualize it. But do it with feeling so that your body can get the sensation of peace and calm. Breathing deeply, connecting to the light that is within. And exhaling and just simply letting go of the day. Letting go of everything that's been happening today and yesterday and tomorrow. Detaching, disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and all that's going on in the world. Releasing yourself from the hold of density and matter. And moving into that clear space of oneness as you move your awareness through this golden arc of light, that's the gateway. Relaxing all of your facial muscles, your jaw, your eyelids, your forehead muscles, dropping the shoulders to the floor, relaxing your hands, your toes, your calves, your thighs, relaxing your belly muscles, but especially relaxing all of the muscles in the upper back and the shoulder joint. You can take a deep breath up into the lungs, big deep breath all the way into all of the lungs. Sigh on the exhale and just let go of thoughts, feelings, and your to-do list. Moving into the now moment. So create the intention with feeling, I am here, I am now, I am. I am here with the energy. I am now, present time. I am here. Here with my body. Here with my spirit. Now imagine as if the universe is breathing with you now. That your comedy team your guides are breathing with you. So this is a collective in-breath and out-breath of the light. Okay, opening up all of your energy centers that's related to your physical body, i.e. your chakra points. Activating and balancing the power points that are related to your physical body. Breathing into the still point behind your heart. While keeping your focus within your solar plexus and your third eye center. These are three very important connector points, your third eye, your heart, your solar plexus. Now, extend your grounding down into the earth, into the love and support that Gaia has for you 24/7, the love and support of being on the earth. So grounding and connecting to the sacred heart of the earth. We're going to call forth the angels of comfort and healing. These beautiful angels of comfort and healing from all traditions, all religions, all spiritual paths, all the native traditions. The healing angels of love and comfort and healing. We're going to ask them to stand by in your awareness. And we're going to call forth the comedy team to work with your inner child that may be holding or is currently holding or may in the near future hold energies of trauma and not knowing, i.e. anxiety and stress. So we're going to do a body scan. So from you, the spirit, from you, the I am, from you, the oversoul, you're going to view your physical body from a distance, so to speak, objectively, from a quantum perspective. And you're going to ask your body, as if it will respond to your question. So the question to your body would be to show you the places that it is holding unexpressed trauma or crisis, emotional distraught, so to speak, heavy emotions, to just show you where the body is holding those energies. And you are just to become aware where the body is holding this energy. It can be from any kind of trauma or crisis experience. It could be from when you were abused. It could be from your pending divorce. It could be from your upcoming bankruptcy trial. It could be your forthcoming surgery. It could be any level of fear of the unknown. So you're going to ask your brain, your beautiful brain, where it is holding any anxiety. Now that's worry about the future. What's going to happen? Worry about going homeless, worry about going broke, worrying about your job going under. Could be anything. You want to start from the past to make sure that you're clear of all experiences that were traumatic for you at that time. So basically, this is unresolved emotional experiences and memories. It could be from being beaten as a little kid. It could be from birthing trauma, coming into the world and going, oh no, wait a minute. Can I go back? It could be from any kind of head concussion or trauma. It could be from any level of whiplash injuries, car accidents. So you're scanning your body, allowing your body to tell you where there is trapped energy, stuck energy, holding patterns, emotional holding patterns. Now scan your joints in particular, especially knees and shoulders, and your hips. Any trauma to the neck that's not completely treated in one way or another is going to affect your body and your spine. If you feel a little nauseous, that's okay. That's normal. You just go with the flow, ride the waves. All right, we're going to activate the pillars of light, the four corners of your physical space. The global healing team is standing by. They are calibrating the group experience here, as well as individually, for exactly what you're ready to receive. So they are like in adjustment mode right now through observation and tuning in. Now, if you've had any kind of surgery that didn't completely heal up, your body's still holding on to some things. So you want to open up your emotional body in particular. so that you can allow the emotions to flow. Now, we'll also include arguments, big time arguments that you may have had with former spouse or a loved one, parents, kids, that need resolution. So when emotions are held in the body, they'll manifest as any kind of medical condition, from migraine headaches to intestinal indigestion to insomnia to cancer to chronic stress, any part of your body, any and all manner of what we consider pain. Staying in the quantum zone of unity consciousness. And we're going to remind your pets that if they are carrying any kind of human emotions called stress, we're going to invite you to really receive this activation. So we're going to call forth Archangel Ariel to work with your pets. She is the archangel for our buddies that bring us comfort and companionship. All right, so we're going to tune in now to this, what we call worry. Whatever you have been or are or may in the future worry about, you just want to bring that, those thoughts into your awareness without any level of judgment. We're just observing. Are different levels of worry. And it's usually going to be regarding the future, what's going to happen, how am I going to make it through this, why did I do this in the first place, egads, somebody help. If you're feeling a bit hopeless and helpless, that's all right. Tune in to where the body is holding on to that energy. Hopelessness and helplessness and powerlessness. In other words, victim consciousness. Why has this happened to me? Now, if early childhood memories are flashing forth, this is perfect. You're helping your inner child to heal up so that it can be in present time. And then it will no longer be called the inner child. It will just be you. Well, the personal part of you. Now, let's tap into currently a place in your body that is most hurting or in pain or stress or difficulty. You want to just simply tune in and ask the body, why is this so annoying to me? This discomfort. Why is this bothering me? And you want to be just very open to what the body's going to tell you. Because given permission, the body will speak freely to you from a sort of a telepathic level. It could be anything regarding the uncertainty of your future. Even if things are going fairly well in your life, ask your body to show you where it is still holding on to the fear of the unknown, the anxiety of the future. Now, a side note is worry about people you love. These could be your parents, your kids, your friends. You want to ask yourself, your higher self, do I need to carry this energy any longer? This sense of obligation to have to worry about somebody else or something else. Now, energetically, just have your body in a very receptive posture. It doesn't have to be physically, but energetically, put your body in a very receptive, receiving space, because we're going to call in the planetary global healing team to be with each one of you and with the group as a whole at the same time. And you're simply going to observe this global healing team working with your energy field and your physical body. Your higher self is working in conjunction with them on those other levels. And in with all healing work, we always call in the presence of the divine, Father, Mother, God. And we always give gratitude and thankfulness for all the work that has been received, that has been given in the quantum field. We are grateful for the loving support of the earth. Now, for those of you that are still anxious about a future event that's going to occur, like, let's say, a pending surgery or a pending court date with lawyers or your next big doctor's visit, just feel what that energy feels like in your body, and then ask the healing team to work with you, work with your body in resolution and healing of this perceived future event. So these beings work with perfected energies. They work with the vision of perfection already. So they don't necessarily tune into what's wrong with you or your body. They're helping you to align with the perfection of all that is within self, according to your destiny and blueprint for your mission here. staying in the now moment. Just simply feel into this level of perfection. So in the mind of God, in the heart of God, how would God deal with this? How would God resolve this? What would Jesus do? What would Mother Mary do? What would Mary Magdalene do? What would Kuan Yin do? What would the Buddha do? What would Muhammad do? What would the great star elders do in this situation? If Prime Source Energy can move through all aspects of my life right now, how would my present and how would my future feel? And just be with that for a moment. Now, if you were to also visualize in this now moment a really bad argument you had with someone recently or are currently, feel into the emotions generated by that argument or through that argument. And then now work with the beings that are here, so that you can experience the perfection of that experience without any level of judgment. Now, we can also shift to another level. Let's go into the unconscious. We're going to go into what is called your hidden secrets. The shadow aspect. And you're just going to bring forth a memory that's affecting you now that you're not aware of, though. That's affecting you now regarding hidden shame or guilt, repressed anger, bitterness, resentment. We're just going to bring it into the light. We're going to bring it into the light of this is perfect. Whatever shame was put upon you, or whatever level of shame and guilt that you created for yourself regarding any experience from your past or currently, just energetically bring that into the light. Let your body feel the effects of bringing the shadow into the light. The light knows what to do with the shadow. You just simply have to bring it forward. whatever the main guilt is in your life, just bring it forward into the light. Whatever you feel ashamed of that's been affecting your life, just bring it forward. And whatever level of unforgiveness that you're still holding in your unconscious, bring it forward into the light. And just let it be, without judgment. Okay, now bring your focus with your body to the third eye center and receive the cleansing rays of light from the great central sun directly into your Ajna center. With the loving support of the global healing team, the universal healing team, to heal all levels of illusion. Now bring awareness into the still point, into the heart. And again, we're going to receive the cleansing vibrations from the great central sun through all levels of the heart chakra and the still point. All you need to do is just bring forward any remaining levels of sadness and guilt, shame, loneliness, heartaches, heart pains. A troubled heart. Broken hearts. Again, feeling that vibration of perfection in your heart. Okay, move awareness through the solar plexus. Now you're going to take back wherever you gave your power away to. So it is like recollecting your energies. You're taking back your power. You're taking back your truth. You're standing firm in your light. This is who I am now. Okay, let's connect a little deeper with the earth. Feeling your body very stable in connection with the earth. And at the same time, feeling that expansive oneness with the universe, with all that is. And feeling the warmth inside, both inside your awareness and inside your body, the warmth of the great central sun, the loving embrace. So as we come back to your body, becoming aware of your surroundings, allowing this activation to work in the background until complete on as many levels as you can receive this activation upon in divine right timing. Enjoying the moment. I am here. I am now. I am. And allow this vibration of joyfulness to begin to move through all layers of your physical life here on earth. Joyfulness, deep sense of inner peacefulness, bliss, ecstasy, and give yourself permission as you come all the way back to your body, giving yourself full permission to express who and what you are every day without hesitation, without self-judgment, without holding anything back, standing in your truth, in your power, in the love vibration. The comedy team is going to work with you at some point through this evening. So be prepared for some spontaneous laughter and giggles and funniness. Unexpected expressions of joyfulness. And program your brain and your body to have a very deep healing sleep tonight. And food's going to taste really delicious. Make sure you're grounded before driving in your car tonight. Today. Okay, remember to drink water after you get up from this activation. And feel free to stay in a receiving mode for another 10 or 15 minutes. Remembering the hand of God is always there for you. Just simply reach out. And whenever in doubt, ask. And whenever you're not sure, take no action. Pause. Relax. the Buddha may come and give you some wisdom later on tonight. Buddha's words are generally very short and sweet, always simple, never complex. So thank you very much for your attendance, live and on replay. We suggest to listen to this on a regular basis or as needed. And you can play this for your pets when they are sleeping. Just play it softly in the background. They will benefit. Thank you very much for your presence today. Know that there are many levels to this activation, so each time you listen, you will get more levels and understandings. Remember to feel the peace. It's always there. Many blessings from the cosmos, and we give thanks to the healing team, to the comedy team, to your guides, to your higher self, to your inner child, and to your body. Many blessings.